Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, the Phillies are up 2-1 in the World Series after dominating the Astros last night. We'll preview game four and tell you what we like from this one. We'll look at some hockey futures and give you best bets. Plus, we'll preview Thursday night football as the undefeated Eagles take on the opposite of undefeated Texans. And of course, you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first, we'll welcome in our special guest today, Ian McMillan, senior editor for Fansided/BetSided. Also seen on Vegas Insider and Hammer HQ, and most importantly, the host of the Bacon Bets podcast. Ian, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Katie. I feel like we've been following each other on Twitter for a while, so it's nice to finally get a chance to talk to you. I'm excited.
Yes, and if you don't follow him on Twitter, you should. It's Ian MacBets. He's hilarious and has a lot of good picks as well. But Ian, just give us a little bit about your background and how you got into sports betting and your current position.
Yeah, I'm originally Canadian. Sports betting has been legal there for a while. So I've been betting on sports since college. I remember the way it works in Canada, you go literally just to like a convenience store and it's like a lottery ticket. I'd be living with my friends in college. Sunday mornings, NFL Sundays, we'd all walk down, usually hungover, fill out our lottery tickets of our bets for that days, just like 6-game, 7-game parlays. And then watch the games together. So went from there into I started writing for the school paper, started trying to get into sports media. And then I ended up kind of combining my two passions. So here I am. I now live in New York, which is very different from where I grew up in Canada, which was a town of 2,000 people. So,
Where in Canada?
Yeah, it's a little different. Nova Scotia, the province over in the East Coast, but the town I grew up in specifically, Coldbrook. Shout out to Coldbrook, Nova Scotia. Population of about 2,200 people.
Oh my God. Yeah. So this is a little bit different. Well, one, how are you liking New York City?
I love it. I've always wanted to live in a big city. I thought a big city I was going to live in was going to be Toronto because that was kind of the big city in Canada. But I got this job opportunity in New York, moved here, and I love it. So much to do, so much to see. It's very different from what I'm used to, but I like it.
I like it. Well, we're happy to have you. Okay, let's get into the Mox thought of the day. The Phillies won 7-0 in a dominant performance against the Astros. All seven runs were scored via the long ball. They got five home runs from five different players. It was a tough night for McCullers. What do you think of this game? What do you think of game three?
Yeah, I think it's the Phillies just kind of seem like a team of destiny. I mean, if there's ever been a sign of that, then it's game three. I mean, that was a fun game to watch. I was on the Astros, so I didn't like that aspect of it. But hey, you got to love the city of Philadelphia. What a passionate fan base. It's fun to see them take the lead here in the World Series. But they're hot and they're staying hot throughout the entire playoffs.
I agree. I mean, I didn't have any bets on last night's game, but I did take the Phillies plus 170 to win the series. So I was really happy about that. But going back to McCullers, why do you think they left him in for that long? I mean, you would think after the first couple home runs, they would have pulled him. I was surprised how long he stayed in that game.
Yeah, great question, because the Astros have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, maybe if they had like a really weak bullpen, maybe, you know, try to keep him in, see if he can figure things out. But no, the Astros quite literally have the best bullpen in baseball. I don't know why they left him in. I even thought it was kind of an interesting choice that they started him that game to begin with. So, some questionable decisions when it comes to the pitching rotation for the Astros.
Yeah, super questionable. But now they're down 2-1. All right, let's look ahead to tonight's game. Game four, it'll be Cristian Javier against Aaron Nola. The game is pick'em now on Caesars. Both odds for Moneyline, minus 110. Astros are still favored on the run line, over under 7.5. Historically, game four of the World Series has not been great for either team. Philadelphia is 1-6 straight up in a 7-game 4 scenarios. Houston 1-3 straight up in game four. What do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, so actually before the playoffs started, my actual World Series pick was for the Astros to beat the Phillies. I actually was a believer in the Phillies heading into the playoffs because they kind of remind me of the Nationals team from when was it, 2019, a few years ago. They got some bats that have got hot the past couple of months. They have, you know, a couple of studs at the top of the rotation, Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Their bullpen wasn't great. And also, don't forget, when the Nationals won the World Series, they had the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball. So a lot of similarities. But I thought the Astros were going to be too much for them. But now heading into game four, I think this Phillies team might just be a team of destiny. I think you kind of just have to throw the numbers kind of out the window because the passion this fan base has at home, the players are fired up. Even if you do look at the stats, they've had a better postseason OPS than the Astros have had. So at this point, I think I'm just going to kind of throw the stats out the window. I'm going to back the Phillies tonight. I'm just going to keep riding this Phillies train until proven otherwise.
I agree with you. And maybe it's because I have a ticket on the plus 170 for them to win the World Series. But I do think Javier does scare me a bit. In 13 playoff career appearances, the Astros are 10-3 when he pitches. However, that drops down to just 1-2 in the World Series. I do have to ask you one thing. So the Phillies have a song. It's the Robin song, you know, Dancing on My Own. I know they like the Tiesto version. But this came from Boston where Schwarber was and brought it over. What is your thought on recycling a song for a new team and have it be their playoff World Series song? I kind of think that's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, not a big fan of that. Yeah, come up with your own song. Come on, there's enough songs out there. There's enough catchy tunes. You can come up with your own. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest. But I'm sure the atmosphere is great. I mean, I like I said, I've been to living in New York now, kind of adopted the Mets as my National League team. So the trumpets during the Mets games were pretty electric this year. So anytime you can get music bumping in the stadium, it's good stuff. But yeah, come up with your own.
Come up with your own. Moxie Betts is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. Starting your own business can be a total roller coaster. Between all the bumpy twists and turns comes the actual business side of your business, which can really throw you for a loop. Luckily, with QuickBooks, you can manage your business with confidence from the start. So no matter how bumpy the ride gets, you can always stay on track. New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we've got a Canadian on the show, so you know we have to look at hockey. Time now for Ice Picks. We'll look at some hockey futures, starting with the odds to win the Cup. Stanley Cup winner, currently the Avs, are the favorite to repeat at plus 450. And then there's basically everyone else. You've got the Leafs, who I know you are a Leafs fan, plus 900. Flames, plus 1,000, all the way down to the Rangers, my favorite team, at plus 1,400. Do you like the Avs to win the Cup, or is there a value pick that's eyeing your pocketbook a little better?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big believer in the Avs, especially at their current price. Listen, they lost Nazem Kadri this offseason. I don't think enough people are talking about how key he was to their success last year. I think one of the most underrated positions in hockey is the second line center. That gives you depth. That gives you a lot of matchup advantages. Nazem Kadri filled that role to perfection. He's gone. And also, Alexander Georgiev, their new goaltender, he's been all right this year. He's actually been pretty good. I don't know how much long-term faith I have in him, though. So I'm looking away from the Avalanche. I'm actually looking at the Carolina Hurricanes. Around 12-1, I believe, is a price. I think they're the best team in the NHL. I think they're the most complete team in the NHL, even so far this season. You look at some advanced analytics. My favorite one, Corsi percentage, which is a very polarizing stat to look at amongst hockey bettors, but first in 5-on-5 Corsi percentage right now, sixth in expected goals for, second in expected goals against. They just have it all, and they have the depth to go on a run here as well. So, I mean, you got a good young core, Sebastian Aho, one of my favorite players in the NHL. They have some playoff experience under their belt now as well. They added Brent Burns, they added Max Pacioretty still hurt, but he should be back in time for the late season to go on a little run here. So I love the Hurricanes. I think they're the best team in the NHL. I think they win the Cup this year.
All right, Canes at 12-1. Well, how do you feel about your Leafs? I know they break your heart every single year. Are you feeling optimistic this season?
No, I don't at all. They stink. I hate them so much. No team, listen, if you ask what two teams blow leads and break the hearts of their fans the most, it's probably the Maple Leafs and the Atlanta Falcons, and those, for some reason, are the two teams I cheer for. I have no faith in my Maple Leafs. They have not looked good this year.
Time out, though. We'll get back into hockey. How did you become a Falcons fan in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, it's a great, it's kind of an embarrassing answer because, yeah, Nova Scotia, obviously Canada doesn't have any NFL teams, so there's no default answer like there are in some other sports. So I started watching football in 2004, I think it was, and I was playing Madden, the video game, and I created a player and put him into the draft in the video game and said, whatever team drafts my create a player will be my favorite team for the rest of my life. So yes, he was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. So not great luck there. It's been heartbreak ever since.
You know, but I feel like this year, I mean, against the spread, they're the best. And, you know, Mariota has been looking really good. They got a new coach. So things are starting to turn around, I think, in Atlanta. So hopefully you get some, not this year, but, you know, maybe in the years to follow, you'll get some trophies for your football team.
We did beat your 49ers this year. No big deal. I mean, I didn't want to bring it up, but you brought up the Falcons. We did beat your 49ers. So that's a win for me.
And that was an atrocious game for us. And I will say, you know, there was some injuries on the defense, but Mariota looked great and the offense was clicking and y'all were just able to move the ball down the field and good win. But weirdly enough, historically, the Falcons do beat the 49ers. There was in the 2019 season, we were undefeated and it seemed like I thought it was going to be a trap game and it ended up being that. The Falcons just find a way to beat the Niners. I think it's like they don't take them seriously or something. So yes, congrats to you, but we'll see who is on top as the season ends here. But speaking of trophies, let's take a look at the odds to win the President's Trophy. Back to hockey here. Avs plus 450, Flames plus 500, Bruins, Hurricanes, Panthers, Leafs plus 1,000. What do you like for this one?
Yeah, definitely not my Maple Leafs. I'll take the Calgary Flames to win the President's Trophy. I think one thing you got to look at is I think you need to pick a team from the Western Conference. This is not really a controversial take, but the Western Conference much weaker than the Eastern Conference this year, especially with the Flames. I mean, they're supposed to be in the weakest division in hockey, but some other teams like the Golden Knights are playing better than I expected. But still, the Flames have gotten off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but I think that's just a product of a little bit of roster turnover. And I think the roster is better this year, but I think it just takes a little bit of time for these guys to kind of gel and get used to the system with Jonathan Huberdeau, Nazem Kadri from the Avalanche, who I talked about a little bit earlier. But they're a great defensive team. And if they can repeat their numbers from last year and if their goaltender kind of keeps it up with Jacob Markstrom, I like the Flames to win the President's Trophy.
Okay, well, let's talk division winners, starting with Atlantic. The Bruins are favored plus 180 all the way down to the Canadiens at plus 20,000. Is that what that says? Wow.
Yes. Wow. I unfortunately have to give out the Bruins here. I say unfortunately because I hate Boston sports.
You going chalk? I feel like you haven't gone chalk this whole time.
Yeah, I got to go chalk, and this is one of the rare spots I'm going to. Boston were the best defensive team in the NHL last year. The Flames came in second in like expected goals against and high danger scoring chances allowed. It was the Bruins first, but their issue last year was that they didn't have any offense. They couldn't score goals. Well, that issue seems to have been fixed this year. Their offense has been fantastic through the first few weeks of the season. Top 10 in both expected goals for and high danger scoring chances created. Their goaltender, Linus Ullmark, has been pretty strong for them as well. .958 save percentage, even with the poor performance last night. So I like this Bruins team. It does pain me to say it because, like I said, I'm a Maple Leafs and Falcons fan. I've witnessed zero championships in my lifetime, and Boston sports has won about 15. And one of them was the greatest Game 7 collapses in NHL history was the Maple Leafs to the Bruins in Game 7 back in like 2012. So do not like Boston, but I'm taking my bias out of it. I think they're the best bet to win the Atlantic Division just because of how much they've improved on offense this year.
All right, well, let's talk. We're both New Yorkers here, so let's talk the Metro Division. Last year, I worked at MSG, so it's much more dialed in to hockey because, you know, they've got the Rangers, the Devils, and the Islanders. But so far, Canes, who you like to take it all, they're at plus 150. And then to round it out, we've got the Blue Jackets at plus 6,000. Who do you like to win the Metro?
Yeah, listen, obviously I do like the Hurricanes because they're my Stanley Cup pick, but I'm going to give a little bit of a dark horse pick out there for the people. Ooh. The New Jersey Devils. Plus 800, 8-1. This is a team, we're still early in the season, small sample size, but they have impressed. They've been the biggest surprise of the NHL season. You look at all these advanced analytics that I like to talk about. They're first or second in everything. I believe they're second in Corsi percentage, first in expected goals per 60 minutes, first in high danger scoring chances, first in expected goals against per 60 minutes. This Devils team, I don't know what it is. Like I said, I don't know if it's just a small sample size or good coaching or just these young guys are really taking a step forward this year. They have had some goaltending issues, which might cost them down the road. But if you're looking for a dark horse divisional winner based off the results of the first few seasons, I like the Devils to win the Metro at 8-1.
I like that. Plus 800. So I'm assuming that you have been to different hockey arenas in the, you know, the metro area. What's your favorite? I've only been to MSG. I haven't seen an Islanders game or a Devils game.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Devils game yet. I'm going next month when the Maple Leafs are in town. But, I mean, you got to go Madison Square Garden. It's legendary. Yeah. Unfortunately, when I went last year for the Leafs game, they blew like a 4-1 lead. So, and I started chirping the Rangers fans around me, and then they got the last laugh. So, not a great experience in terms of how the Maple Leafs perform, but I mean, Madison Square Garden is legendary. You got to go with that.
I think it's part of your charm that, that, you know, you pick teams that can't win and then, you know, you start chirping to people. It's what's really made you a fun follow on social media too. What I like about you is you do have fun with it. You don't take yourself too seriously, but let's talk about the Central Division. You've got the Avalanche, of course, as the favorites, followed by the Wild, the Blues, the Predators, Jets, Blackhawks, Coyotes. What do you think for Central?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Wild 5-1 here to win the Central. The biggest advantage that the Wild have is that they are, in my opinion, one of the deepest teams in the NHL. And I think that's important when you look at season-long numbers. Because when you get into the middle of winter and you're playing back-to-backs and the star, you know, your top players might not be playing in as much, might not have as much ice time. The Wild will have the advantage when it's third line on third line and fourth line on fourth line. So when you're looking at season long numbers, the Wild have that advantage. Now, the issue with the Wild is they don't have the superstar power. And when you get to the playoffs and you're playing your top two lines the majority of the game, you need that superstar power to go on a Stanley Cup run. The Wild don't have that. But when we're talking about season long numbers, division winners, I think the Wild have value because of their depth at 5-1. Now, I do need to see a little bit more from Marc-Andre Fleury. He's getting up there in age, 37 years old, stumbled a little bit out of the gates. But if he can kind of look like vintage Marc-Andre Fleury, I think the Wild might be the team to beat in the regular season in that division.
Okay, I love that. Now let's move on to Pacific Division. I've been giving you a hard time about your teams, but I do have to admit, I am a San Jose Sharks fan, so I know a thing or two about heartbreak and about never quite making it to the end. They are currently last to win the division at +25,000. Who do you like to win the Pacific?
Yeah, I was on the Sharks last night. They broke my heart losing to the Ducks in overtime. So
welcome. Yeah. They made the playoffs. I don't even know how many years in a row. I lived in San Jose. That's where I'm from. That's why I'm a Sharks fan. And my best friend's dad was the general manager for a very long time, Doug Wilson. And so we every year we'd get to the playoffs. Every year they get bounced out, you know, at least by the third round, if not the first and the second. And then the one year we make it to the finals, it was versus the Penguins, spent $500 to go to the game, super amped up, and they just got blown out. And it kind of made me, I guess, as a Niners fan, I go to playoff games and we usually win. So it was, it's not fun. It's not fun to spend a lot of money on a ticket and lose.
No, and trust me, I have a lot of experience with my teams losing the playoffs, so I know how that feels. I think that was a series, because whenever I think of the Sharks, I think of Joe Thornton crying after they lose, and I think it was it that Stanley Cup final? That's sad, because I love Joe Thornton. I was cheering for the Sharks there.
I love Joe Thornton, too, but not to hamper on the Sharks here, and I do love Doug Wilson, but bringing, you know, Patty back and bringing Thornton back and these old guys, I don't know if that was the right decision. And you got rid of Pavelski. Why'd we get rid of – anyways, that's neither here nor there. Who do we like to win the Pacific?
I will say I do not like the Sharks to win the Pacific this year, unfortunately. but I'll go – obviously, if I think the Flames are going to win the President's Trophy, I'll take them to win the Pacific Division here. Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's a team that just needs a little bit more time to gel with their new acquisitions. But I think they are a better team than what they were last year. Like I keep bringing up Nazem Kadri, but I think he might be the most underrated player in the NHL. And he can really be the missing piece for a lot of these teams that are looking to go on a Stanley Cup run. Also, who likes to travel to Calgary, Alberta in the dead of winter to play hockey? Some home ice advantage there for Calgary as well. So, I'll take the Flames to win the Pacific.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's talk TNF between the Eagles and the Texans. Eagles -800 on the money line. Spread huge, double digit -14, over under 45. Eagles are 7-0 straight up, 5-2 against the spread. The over, 4-3. Texans 1-5-1 straight up, 3-3-1 against the spread. And the under is 4-3. I will say that Davis Mills is 3-0 as a double-digit underdog in his career. The Phillies did just cover an 11.5-point favorite, so they have covered double digits. Man, what do you think of this one, Ian?
Yeah, I will say it takes a lot for me to lay double-digit points in a game. I need it to be a top-five team against a bottom-five team. I like to be contrarian. I'd love to take the Texans here, but I just have to go with the Eagles. They're just too good. I think the Texans have also proved that they are the worst team in the NFL. I was super disappointed with them against the Titans last week. They couldn't move the ball. Against the Titans team.
At all. Couldn't stop Derrick Henry. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what the Eagles need to do here to cover this double-digit spread is get back to the run game because they did air it out last week. To success, to be fair. But this is the run defense is the weakness of this Texans team. The Eagles should be able to run the ball against them. They're 31st in opponent yards per carry, allowing an average of 5.6 yards per rush. And the Eagles, by the way, very good on third down, which I think is going to be big, especially in covering this big of a spread. Fourth and third down conversion rate, converting 45.45% of their third down opportunities. Texans, like almost every stat, bottom five in that, 30th and third down conversion rate. So I will say I do like the Eagles to cover here. The only thing that makes me nervous, though, and it's something that not a lot of people are talking about, is they're struggling to stop the run. So if Damian Pierce kind of gets going in this game and the Texans stick to the run game, things could get a little bit sketchy.
I agree. So, okay, so you're taking Eagles minus 14. I think that they'll cover that too, but I'm a little bit scared to take, especially because these Thursday night games have been bizarro world and so weird. So I'm taking the Eagles in the first half, minus 7.5, just over a touchdown. Slightly better odds on Caesars, minus 105. Philly is the best first half team in the NFL, averaging 21 points per game. They have 147 total points in the first half of games so far this season. Those points drop down to just 49 points in the second half. Houston averages only 6.3 points. So I think they get out early. You know, they'll definitely be over a touchdown, and then hopefully they cover the full game. Is there any prop bets that you're looking at?
Yeah, prop bet I'm looking at, a name I mentioned a little bit earlier, Damian Pierce here for the Texans, because like I said, if there's one thing that they can do, they should actually be able to run the ball against this Eagles defense. 29th in opponent yards per carry. Eagles defense allowing 5.1 yards per rush. So if there's a hole on this Eagles team, it is their run defense. And Damian Pierce is averaging 77 yards a game. So that's well over his set total of 61.5. He's also already exploited some teams with bad run defenses. He's taken on the Chargers this year, who are another team who can't stop the run. And he ran for 131 yards on 14 carries. So if he gets anywhere close to that level of performance against the Eagles, I think he goes over this total. So I like Damian Pierce and over 61.5 rushing yards.
I love that as well. And speaking of defenses that can't stop the run, neither can the Texans. They surrender 186 yards per game. So I'm taking a couple Jalen Hurts props. I like him for an anytime touchdown. And I also like him over his rushing at 41.5 yards. He's averaging over this mark already this season at 43.3 yards per game. And he has 6 rushing touchdowns through 8 weeks. So I like him to get a touchdown here. We think this is going to be a blowout, certainly him on the goal line. And I like him over his rush prop as well. Is there any other prop you're looking at?
Yeah, another rushing touchdown bet here. I'll go Miles Sanders minus 140. I mean, it's chalky. To be honest, I wish I could. I wanted to go like Kenneth Gainwell or Boston Scott, but I'm looking at their numbers. It's like, who are either of them going to get goal line carries? Miles Sanders has been the feature back. Maybe one of them will, but which one? Is it going to be Gainwell or is it going to be Scott? So instead of risking it on one of those two, which you can risk it because they're like 4-1, 5-1, much better odds. But I'll play the safe route here, which I don't like doing, but I'll go Miles Sanders. Score a touchdown, minus 140. And also, not only are the Texans giving up a lot of yards, but they're allowing 1.4 rushing touchdowns per game, which is the fourth most in the NFL. So I think any kind of rushing touchdown tonight for the Eagles is probably a good bet.
Let's go. That just helps me with my Jalen Hurts prop as well. I'm also looking at A.J. Brown over 4.5 receptions tonight. The guy has not had under 5 receptions at all, except for one time this year. That was versus Washington. I feel like he's a little fired up too. He's not happy with Roger Goodell about being drug tested. So I think he's going to want to come out and be just as dominant as he was last week. So I'm going to take him over on his receptions prop.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time now for Mox Locks, what we are absolutely taking to the window tonight or for the week. For my first lock, I'm taking the Eagles -7.5 in the first half. I already told you. I also like the Knicks. I'm going to the NBA tonight. Knicks -2 versus the Hawks. That's at -110 on Caesars. The Knicks are averaging 126.3 points per game at home this season. Hawks just hitting 119.5 on the road. Hawks ranked 25th overall in defensive rating. It's the fifth straight road game for them and fourth straight road game in six nights. Even though Trae Young does go crazy at the Garden, I'm going to give the edge to the home team tonight. Ian, what are your locks?
Yeah, I'm looking at the NHL tonight for my first one. I'm going to go into the Pittsburgh Penguins and Buffalo Sabres over 6.5. This Buffalo Sabres team doesn't do a lot of things really well, but what they do really well is shooting. Shooting percentage of 12.42%. That is third in the NHL. And this Pittsburgh team has been an offensive juggernaut so far this season. Second in 5-on-5 expected goals for, seventh in 5-on-5 high danger scoring chances. So I think we're going to see a lot of goals between Pittsburgh and Buffalo tonight. And then I'm looking at some college football action. And I'm going to take Central Michigan +6 against Northern Illinois. Little Wednesday night college football here. And it's mainly just because of a stylistic matchup here. Northern Illinois runs the ball on 59.32% of their plays. That's a 14th most in the country. Also, 51% of their offensive yards gained comes on the ground. That's 16th most in the country. So what would be a bad matchup for them? It would be a team that can stop the run. And that's exactly what Central Michigan can do. 31st in opponent yards per carry, keeping teams just 3.6 yards per rush. And they've kept teams only 2.5 yards per rush over their last three games. So I'll take Central Michigan with the 6 points against Northern Illinois.
I love it. All right, Ian, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Let the people know where to find you, where they can read your articles on BetSided, FanSided. Tell them where to get the Bacon Bets podcast, everything.
Yes, absolutely. The best place to go is probably just Twitter at Ian MacBets, IAIN MacBets, throwing an extra I in there.
Not Lane.
That's right. Not Lane, as much as people love to call me that. At this point, I might just change my name to Lane just to make it easy for people. But also fansided.com/betsided for all my articles. And the Bacon Bets podcast, I bet on every single NFL game, 272 games, 272 bets. The week 9 edition of the episode was released this morning. So check that out. My best bet for every single NFL game this week.
I love it. Thank you again, Ian. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets, and we'll see you Friday.